Hey, yo. I wish I would have recorded that because I would have kept it. You know I would have.
Yeah, I know you would have. My career would have been over.
Over and done with. What is going on, everybody? You hear us coming through your speakers, through your car, through your headphones. It is the Undergated Podcast, brought to you guys by the Undergated Network. We talk about anime, Gundams, Gunpla, books, manga, TV shows, and everything else in between. I am here with my lovely, amazing co-host, my dog GXT, Gunplex Tesseract, also known as Austin.
Hey, everybody. What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good, CD?
It's us again. We're back.
It's us again. It's us too. It's the anime boys.
Hey,
the extremists.
The extremists. The anime extremists are back.
Welcome to the cave, everybody.
RIP to our brother Coop and his technical equipment. Yeah. There is no issues this time. We were all sit down, ready to go. But there are some technical difficulties. So unfortunately, Coop is not joining us tonight. Mm-hmm. So you are stuck with enthusiasts. But I promise we will be light on the anime and heavily on the Gunpla, because that's what I know you guys are here for.
Exactly. And Coop's mouse literally committed seppuku. Literally. He was like, I protest this podcast.
Yes. You're stuck with us. We promise it'll be short, sweet, to the point, and a good time as always. But before we touch on that cool stuff, as we usually do, we always start with the greetings. We can't skip that because it's the most important part of the podcast, to tell you the truth. Everyone loves to see the building breaking down the backlog, what we're cooking. You know, they love to hear us talk and laugh and argue over Gundams. But most importantly, like we said, last month was Men's Mental Health Month. And mental health is important to us in general because mental wealth is mental health. So let's start with the greetings, dog. Awesome. How you been, man?
Busy, man. It has been like a crazy amount of work I've been put through for the past 4 weeks, just being hit with things left and right. It actually got to the point now where there are some of the things and some people I gotta get in contact with and tell them, hey, I'm not gonna be able to do this. I just don't have the time or the space in my schedule. For the first time in my life, I feel like an adult. It's like, hey, I have to cancel plans because of work is too much right now. I can't handle all this. I am in the world of aviation, I am task saturated. Yeah, which is a term where you already have too many tasks ahead of you. You got to stop taking new stuff and taking in information, start dealing with what you got in front of you. So that's going to be the plan from here on out. I think I've been handling it mentally well. I've been just snap building like a fiend.
Yes.
So I think that's like been chilling me out as I get to go home, sit down at the desk, turn on my light, and then just focus on one little thing instead of focus on the billion things going on around me. Also procrastination helps. Just lay in bed and just doom scroll and enjoy it. The doom scroll. Just start laughing stupidly at memes for no reason. Memes you don't even understand, you don't even get. Yeah. But that's my long check on me. I'm just slowly going crazy. How about you, CD?
Man, I'm going crazy. For everyone that's been following along this journey, my previous job ended as of June 30th, so today I am currently in a new role with a demotion and a pay cut as I still await to hear back from some jobs. Thankfully, though, I have had some offers come through. I'm currently negotiating some dollars because, you know, don't ever take the first offer they offer you, even though it might sound good or sometimes it might lowball the shit out of you. So it's all a game. Companies will try to get you for the lowest dollar and with the highest amount of work from you. So stand up for yourself. But yeah, I had my first day back in clinic today. Boy, I texted the missus at like 9:30. Shit is for the birds. I'm ready to walk out. Mind you, I started at 8:30. So that tells you, an hour into the job, I was fed up. I got bills to pay, so I got to tough this shit out. So yeah, as soon as I hear back from these recruiters and the money sounds good, I will be 2 weeks swiftly. Just to tell you what kind of shit is looking like, I might have to work this Friday, which is the 4th of July. That's because that's the clinic's hours, and that's what your boy's faced with.
I don't know, brother. It sounds like you're going to be sick and your phone's going to be disconnected that day.
That's what I think too.
Yeah.
They offered me the double time, and I said triple time, quadruple time. As Austin said, the president can give me some money, and I would still say hell nah. Other than that, though, I did go see the F1 movie.
Austin. Oh, really?
I did. I liked it.
How was it?
I'm not even like the biggest F1 guy. You know, I know some F1 shit, but I enjoyed it.
I'm a huge F1 fan.
Yeah, I think you should see it on the biggest screen possible. I've seen it IMAX. I think it was fun. I heard they're in talks for the second one. It's kind of tough. Brad Pitt is like the biggest movie star, so when the other F1 drivers are in the scenes, he kind of like steals their thunder. And I think he's 60 now. He's still holding his own. The guy from Snowfall is that Idris. Not Idris. I forgot his name.
But he's Idris, yeah, what way?
The black character in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I forgot his last name too, but he was in Snowfall. He was really good.
Played that shit to a T. I loved it. Loved great performance. If you're needing to watch something, go watch it. Two tickets, a large popcorn, two drinks, $84.
Whoa!
Yeah.
How much?
$84.
$84?
Yeah.
Is that IMAX?
Yeah.
God, dude. All right. I mean,
I think it was like, I want to say it was like $18.99 a ticket. $26 for the drinks and the popcorn, and then they charge you a convenience fee.
What?
And tax. Yeah. Convenience
fee. What's
the
convenience fee for? For being conveniently taking my money?
Yeah. I was appalled. I was appalled.
I would have to ask him that. What's the convenience fee? Is it the AC? Whatever convenience you're giving me, you can stop.
And mind you, I tried to finesse and buy kids tickets, and they caught me at the door. I said, no, sir. These are kids tickets. You need to get the adults. So
you might have to sneak your kid in your pocket.
Yeah.
Like you literally do, like spare, like cornbread.
Yeah.
You can sneak a meal in there.
Yeah. So that was my weekend though, man. It was solid. Mm-hmm. Happy 4th of July. Even though we'll be out before then, we won't have another episode before that. So I just want to say, be careful.
Happy 4th.
Be careful. Water your lawns. Water your roofs.
Don't be stupid.
Yes.
Don't take a firecracker and light it off inside of your house, aiming it outside. That's the dumbest thing I've seen.
Don't hold it. Trend. I work in an urgent care. I do not want to see any of these coming in on Friday.
There's so many people. So many people that think holding an M80, like because you put it in a Coke can, it's going to explode outward. That little tiny hole is fine.
Yeah.
You have literally a grenade in your hand. What are you doing?
Idiots, dog.
Yeah. But also, I'm sorry. Good.
Oh no, that was it. Awesome.
Also, shout out to all the there's other people actually. All those other people looking for jobs, struggling right now. It's a tough time. Shout out to everybody else. I know Meme Mug, for example, he lost his job recently, or he got laid off recently. So shout out to him. Keep striving, keep looking, my man. Keep looking. Everybody, just keep trying your best. It's a hard time out there for everybody. It's a
shitty time. Hit me if you need anything. I help with resumes and shit.
Yeah. And inflation, by the way, is hitting is going to go up again, apparently, this year. I just found out that the Nintendo Switch, the first one, is going up in price. Not the second one, the first one. So now all the older consoles are getting more expensive. What's going on, brother? What's happening?
Scheming, bro. This is nuts. And mind you, the Switch too is in stock like crazy.
Oh yeah. Nobody bought any Switch OLEDs for like I think 6 months because they knew the Switch 2 was coming. So,
and my dumbass bought the Switch 2 because I want the OLED because you know that's coming. But like,
yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
New games.
I was this close to buying a Steam Deck OLED the other day. I saw a beautiful one. I'll send you the link. It was a custom made one in clear crystal blue. And I was like,
I want a Steam Deck. I want a Steam Deck.
I was like, ugh.
Well, but that's greetings, y'all.
Yep.
Let us know how you guys are doing in the comments. Like Austin said, keep your head up, man. Keep trying. If you're applying for jobs, another no is closer to another yes. They can't hold you down forever. But that is greetings. But up next, before we get to all the cool stuff, if you missed last week, we talked about some stuff and the whole team was here. So make sure you watch last week's episode. But if you didn't, here's what you missed last week.
We will go get them,
bro. Like, damn, man, now you got me over here trying to hype up these damn kits, and then you go do this. I'm trying to sell these kits to these, and then you show them this. What?
You on the stage holding the mic.
Imagine, man, I'm getting a full PowerPoint presentation. This is my next slide.
And,
of this
and you turn, right. And you turn.
And that is what you guys missed last week. Some more PGU talk. I mean, we could probably talk about the PGU every episode until it comes out because something new comes out. We've seen the price for that light kit for 5 or 6 lights. The only lights up this part of the suit for like what, $160, $170?
$160. I was appalled.
Yeah, right.
What?
That shit.
Nah. Wait for Cosmos. Yeah, it'll be the same price and lights up everything.
Third party.
Yep. It come with a free sandwich, too. Watch. Just stick it to
it. It might, bro. It might. But next, a lot of your guys' favorite parts of the show, for sure. They like to watch us blow our cash, our savings, on building and breaking down that backlog. What do we get in new? What have we decided to break down out the backlog? Austin, start us off, dog. I know you got some heat.
Yeah, so thank you from Coop. May his mouse rest in peace. But thank you from Coop, because I got this, the RG God Gundam. So not the Burning Gundam, not the new one that's out, the RG God Gundam. As you guys can tell, I finished another RG behind me. So
shake that box for me, Austin.
It's still in there. Okay. It's not even cracked open yet. It's very much still in there.
You started with the two smallest fucking RGs.
Right. I had what, the biggest RG, the Sazabi, gave it away in a contest.
Yeah.
Right. Then I had the other biggest one, the High New, right? Snapped it, but put it away. And now I was like, let me come back to RG. Let me start with the smallest suits possible.
Glutton for punishment to you.
The only thing smaller is the crossbones. I just have to get that if I really hate myself.
Yeah, if you really hate yourself, dogs.
But that, and also I got one other kit. This one I've been waiting for a long, very long time. It is the Stylet Frame Arms Girl swimsuit version. This one is essentially the same as the Stylet, but she's wearing a leotard, and she gets like a water gun pistol as well as her regular gun pistol. So, and I'm using that to build pistol, Yeah, okay. But she also gets like the larger, well, the same size beam gun that she gets with the regular kit. But it's essentially the same Frame Arms Girl, but she's all summer reversion, which they tend to do these summer versions of their kits where it's just an excuse to give them less armor, show more skin, and charge you more. So essentially that's the plan for them.
Less armor, more price. Crazy.
Yeah, right. So it's like Porsche. Yeah. We stripped more things off of it. We're gonna cost more. but that's the only two pickups I did for this week. The rest
Where'd you get the girl kit?
Hobbytown USA. Only one came in, and I got there right when they were taking it off the truck. And a buddy of mine was like, "Hey, were you looking for this?" And I said, "Snake, yes, I was. Thank you."
Like, did you guys get the new Gelgoogs in yet at your Hobbytown?
The Gelgoogs. Oh, the GM Gekkos. We just got the G-Quaxes and we got the Police Sakus. Okay. So those are in. But I did not see the Gelgoog yet. I'm guessing that must be probably next week or a week after. Gelgoog,
Red Gundam 2, I saw you hit in stores. Hobbytown's lights on all that shit. They don't have any of the G-Quaxes.
Always. Yeah, dude. I got the Zagok just 3-4 weeks ago. That joint was out in Japan like months.
Yeah, bro.
It dropped like a couple months after the movie.
I hit Chris and was like, "Hey, bro, I don't know when we get him up here, but I need two." So, shout out Vulcan Hobby. As for me, you didn't have anything else, right?
No, that was it.
I did not get any kits. I did have a farewell like dinner with some of the doctors at my own position, which was right next to a bookstore. So, I did some shopping, got some books in. First one is going to be Stephen King, 11/22/63. It's about a guy that ends up going back in time and befriends Lee Harvey Oswald. So you kind of figure out, you know, his whole story. Who's the guy who assassinated JFK? But he doesn't know that in the story. So you kind of get to see him live, you know, during this time period and befriend an assassin, which sounds interesting. Another one is American Gods, which is actually a TV show. I have no idea, but I heard it was really good. So I took a book recommendation for this, and it was only $10. Normally $20. One thing about this bookstore is in the university district, so right by the university. So a whole bunch of college kids read these books, turn them in, and I get them for like a fourth of the price. Then the last one is Circe. I'm a big Greek Roman mythology nerd, so I heard this one was pretty good. I don't have any details for you about it. I just like the cover.
Gotcha.
Someone asked me though in the comments the book I was reading to explain a little more last week, which is called The Devils by Joe Abercrombie. Think of it as Suicide Squad and like the Second Crusade. So Amanda Waller's like the Pope. The Pope has found this long lost girl, and she needs to get her across Europe to Troy to put her back in place as the queen of, you know, this, the queen of Troy pretty much. And she has enlisted a werewolf, a witch, a necromancer, a vampire, and a knight that can't die to get this girl across Europe.
Literally the League of Extremely Ordinary. Exactly. Extraordinary. Yeah.
If you haven't seen that movie, that is a classic. That's like one of my dad's favorite movies.
Say, my literally. Dad loved it. My dad absolutely loved it. It played on like TNT. Like,
I'm pretty sure we have it on DVD. Like,
I have it on DVD as well. Yeah.
Yeah, literally like that. So it's a ragtag bunch of people, and you get to kind of see them, you know, interact and really grow a bond and get this girl to Europe. And it's hilarious. There's some action, some romance, and there's a lot of stuff in between. It's called The Devils. Like I said, James Cameron picked this script up, and he's writing it with the author. So that should come out sometime in 2028, I heard. So also, Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir. He's also the same guy that did The Martian that had Matt Dillon in it. The trailer for this movie just dropped too, so if you guys haven't seen it, check it out. So Ryan Gosling's one of my favorite books. As you can see, I've read it multiple times by how beat up this book is. So check that out. But that is all I have for building and breaking down the backlog. No kits this week. Maybe no kits for the next couple weeks. We'll see. You got anything coming in, Austin? Some goodies?
B-Bandai did leave me an email. They said on the 11th something's being shipped out. So that means I'm probably going to get it on the 20th or 18th. So, and I was supposed to have paint. I actually ordered more paint from Splash Paints, a whole nother set of stuff.
Yeah.
And I ended up putting in the wrong address. Instead of 532, I put 523. And that joint, I got the message that shit was sent right back. So I hit up customer support. I was like, Mayday, please just send it back. I'll repay the shipping if I have to. And shout out to Splash Paints. They emailed me back within 10 minutes. It was like, boom.
I fuck with them.
Yeah, it was like, all right, we got you. It will tell you how much the shipping would be once I get it back. Once I get it back, but if it's not that much, I'm just going to send it right back to you. And I was like, thank you very much. That was my blunder. I don't know why. I've lived here long enough, but I still get the address wrong. Sometimes. I got it right when I first signed up for the freaking gas bill. I knew that.
Did you ever get that figured out? Did you get paid off for that?
So they did give me credit. So for people who don't know, apparently I've been paying for someone else's gas for the past year and a half in this apartment, because instead of 2E, I was paying for 2C. As in Charlie, and I live in E as in Echo. So I got a notice that said I was in violation of the lease, and I said, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. So I called up the gas company, and they're like, yeah, you live in 2C, right? And I was like, no, I don't. And she's like, oh my God. I was like, yeah. So they accredited me apparently for everything I paid for 2C. So I have a credit now that's large enough that will probably last me all the way to the end of the year.
Ooh.
So if I stay in the state of Virginia, I don't have to pay for gas for a year. Really still in the year. And apparently Dominion Energy hit me up because I might be getting a credit from them too. Apparently nobody knows that where I live or I live here. They just knew that the lights were on.
You'll be living for free besides the rent. That's tough. I like
that. I know. It kind of makes me kind of scared. I was like, can I afford this apartment?
Right.
Am I struggling and how am I not paying for everything?
Yeah, damn. Well, let us know in the comments. Make sure you guys are paying for your own light bill, one. But let us know in the comments what you guys are building, what you guys are breaking down. If you're excited to, you know, read some books. Let me know if you guys are reading any books. Up next, though, what's cooking? You know, what are our work in progress? What are we working on? What are we watching? What are we reading? What are we doing? What are you cooking on?
Me? Awesome. I am working on one kit. I'm actually going to bring it up right here. And it is a girl kit. I think everybody can kind of guess which one it is by what I just showed everybody. And also, if you were on Instagram, you probably saw it as well. It is going to be the stylet swimsuit version. But I am also doing something kind of like a kit bash with it. Because I've been feeling like building a girl kit, but like a kit bash girl kit recently. And this girl kit bash was something that's been on my mind for a while. I have been constantly thinking, like making up drawings and thinking about it and purchasing off things so I can have them ready to go. And this was the final piece. This was the stylet swimsuit version what I just showed everybody. So it is snapped up. It is good to go. She's absolutely adorable. She looks just precious, just so cute, right? So, but we're going to do is we're going to make her bigger or give her more equipment, larger, faster, more intense. we're going to combine her with the Alice Gear Aegis. What's her name? Jeez, number A7. Just type that in. You guys will know. Alice Gear Aegis. But what comes with that is wings. So now she has giant wings. Like armor wings that hang off her like a baton, and they're pretty large, as you can see. If I put my hand up to it, it's a good size. Matter of fact, actually, I actually have it here. So as you can see, like on my head, it's a pretty big combination here.
That's a big chick.
Yeah, a big chick, and this is only half done. So there's actually a pair of wings like this that go on the bottom level. So there's two levels. There's ones behind her that hold it. And they're going to have these ones, but like with the tips here cut off. And that's going to be from this kit, which is the other Alice Gear Aegis Strenver or something it's called. So I'm going to combine that. And once I combine that, she will have like essentially just two, a row of this on the top and a row of this on the bottom. I don't know what I'm going to paint it yet. That's the only thing that's been holding me up. I've been looking at tons of Pinterest.
What base is that? Because that should look pretty heavy.
Oh, this is the Cotobukiya Simple Base. This base is actually pretty strong. Like I tried using the Bandai bases, and I'll get into that with the pictures I took of the RG wing. Jesus Christ, that base connection is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. And all the bases, and it only connects to the crappy Bandai base number 2. Mm-hmm. So it's not stable, it doesn't stay up, it's not strong. If you look at it wrong, at one point I had to use a phone holder to hold it up. But anyway, so this kit, this is essentially the girl kit that I'm going to use, and so she's going to get larger. And then after that, I've been kind of debating. I don't know. Well, let's talk about the RG wing, and then I'll get to the debating part so we can just move it along. RG wing pictures are done. That's what I was working on. That's up there if anybody wants to check it out on the Instagram. Thank you for all the love. It has done wildly more than I was expecting. That's boom. So
it's beautiful, dog. It took off for sure.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Like I said, it is for now I can reveal at least bits of it. It is for a charity event. Being held by, being run by AfriColony Kid. So you can win this kit behind me. This can be yours. I'm not keeping this. This is for the charity event, and it's going for a good cause. The event details are going to be labeled a little bit later on. There's still stuff that they're going to work on the decals, but there are more people making the other guys. So I was just asked to make the wing. Right. And we have somebody who's making the heavy arms, somebody who made the Def Sight, somebody made the Sand Rock, and somebody made
Joey did heavy arms.
Gunpla Joey did heavy arms. I can actually bring up all their names so I don't just sit here and be like, yeah, people exist somewhere out there doing things that aren't me. But here we go. Nick Models. That's right. Nick Models. Tex Marquise, AfriColony Kid, Gunblood Builder Dan, and Joey Simmons. Everybody's working on something, and theirs are going to be some of them have already revealed their stuff. I believe we still have one or two kits left to go, and then it's going to be finally coming together, and we're going to work out the decals, get it all set. So once again, thank you everybody for the RG Wing love. You can win this kit. This can be yours. This is not staying in the vault, in the Austin vault. this is out. And good luck to everybody who signs up for it, and please, once again, for a good cause. Now, my next project, besides the girl kit, the girl kit's kind of a side thing I do. She's my side chick. The regular kit, I don't know. I've been in, maybe you can tune on this. We'll probably talk about this after the cast, but I think it's time. I think this kit has given me the confidence with how my shading's turned out. I think it's time to do one of the dream kits. I think it's time to do one of the dream kits and to do it right, to do it all out. And I'm debating between two of the kits. And I've taken, and Coop can tell you, if you come to my place, these kits sit on the top shelves. They don't get touched, right? Until you feel like it's ready.
Faz or...
Nope, not the Faz. That's not yet. No. There we go. So it's either the new Gundam or it's the XS Superior Gundam, right? The new Gundam, if I do the new Gundam, I have the heavy weapon set for it. I have the metal inner frame made by Duck Models. And I have the metal verniers and the Rage Nukon redesigned head, as well as heels. So I have four things that go into that kit. And for the Superior Gundam, I just like the way it looks. I don't think it really needs anything. So I'm debating. I think it's time for a dream kit. I think it's that might carry me for the rest of the year. So I'm debating. What do you think, viewers? What do you think? High new heavy weapon set or Superior Gundam or XS?
New.
But that's me. That's me. What do you got, CD? What's cooking?
I don't got shit cooking, dog.
Oh, gotcha.
yeah, like I said, I do have some commissions I'm working on. I do have the Banshee. Yeah. This is all snapped out.
Mm-hmm.
Once I can kind of get this work thing figured out, I'll get back to it. That's kind of been like the most pressing thing on my mind, trying to figure that shit out. But once I am done with that, I will get started on that. And we are 60-something days, 70 days out from Palma, July, August, and September. Maybe 80 days. But I still plan to go to that, and I still plan to put something on the table. So kind of cutting it close to put something quality on the table, because, you know, last year there was some heat on the table. I want to make sure that I represent us and myself. And plus, I'm tired of getting third places. I got to get a second or a first. So that's my goal. So I got to pull some shit out. Austin, are you still going to Palma?
Right now, things are up in the air. It is happening literally like my moving week. So I'm not 100% sure if I can make it. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. You know, if it all comes to all, I'll be there. If not, I'm going to have to send you, CD, my kit. And you're just going to have to rock with it. There you go. Thank you, sir.
Somebody from Yonagata will be there.
Someone.
If not three, if not two, there will be one. Somebody will be there.
There will be one.
We'll be there. But yeah, are you watching any anime or anything? The new summer season lineup of anime just came out, just started.
I actually haven't had the time, now that I think about it. G-Quark's finished, and after that, I've just been coming home and kind of falling asleep on the couch. The other day, I literally was like going through Netflix, and my mom asked for the Crunchyroll code, my login, because she watches Crunchyroll, she watches anime too. And as I was pressing it, like, oh yeah, that's woke up, looked at the clock, it was 3 a.m. And I was like, I got home at 5. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. I'm with you, dog. I have not been doing my due diligence. I was faithfully watching G-Quacks. Other than that, though, I feel like I was hyped for last season, but nothing really stuck around, really, you know, popped out to me. So I don't know what's coming out this season. I haven't checked. Like I did see the other movies, to go see Dandadan, so I know that's coming out. I know Kaiju number 8's coming out, and the manga is finishing.
Yep.
Coop isn't here to talk about that, but I'm sorry, but Kaiju number 8 was not good. They spent 2 years fighting the same guy, the same kaiju. They've been fighting kaiju number 9 since like 2023. I mean, I understand DBZ fought the same people all the time, Naruto, but like, god damn. I understand why.
Go ahead.
I understand why they can't, like, this is it, just because like they never established anything else. There's like, once he, I don't want to spoil it. Yeah, it's done.
I think they were expecting the anime to pop off more than it did, because Shonen Jump is notorious for, like, if it's not the greatest thing ever, we have to cut it because it's just not going to make enough money. So I think they put all their bet on the anime.
You can tell they gave it the push.
Yeah, they hired, was it? They hired One Direction to make the end song.
Yeah, but the intro was gas. I'm like, yeah, this is the whole budget.
Right, the intro and outro were 80% of that budget. Yeah. for 30%, no, like 30% of that budget, but didn't work, so they cut it off and said, okay, you didn't make the numbers, you're not selling the toys, you know, it's got to go. And hey, DBZ, the Frieza fight was 1 year. A lot of people forget that, but the Frieza fight took only 1 year in Shonen Jump. Kaiju number 8 had this one fight for almost 2.
I went back and looked. I was telling Koop, I said, bro, they've been fighting this one dude since December of 2023, bro. Stop it. The last probably 15 chapters could have been condensed into 2.
Like, they were trying to extend it, bro, trying to see if the money came in,
and it didn't. I did see trailer for Demon Slayer, the movies coming out in September. Mm-hmm. That looks interesting. I haven't watched the last probably 2 seasons of Demon Slayer. I did read the manga, so I know how it ends, but they always win with the animation, but I just kind of, Demon Slayer, so I don't know. None really.
Demon Slayer has that fandom where no matter if it's mid, great, or bad, you have the dedicated fan base that's going to tune in for it. Kaiju number 8 didn't have that. Kaiju number 8 had the hype fandom, and the moment it went on hiatus, the moment the season 1 ended.
Yeah, no, for real. Yeah. Like, it didn't win any awards. I mean, Solo Leveling, like, everyone had things to say about it, but it's holding its own. But it won't be back till 2028. So
the fact Solo Leveling 1 and Frieren didn't will now be the, what was the other blight, like the one blight at the reward shows where everyone looks at it like, nah, that clearly should have won
something 2 years ago. I forgot what it was. I mean,
there's a couple.
I thought Vinland Saga should have beat Demon Slayer after the story. Oh, yeah. Everything was better, but you know, Demon Slayer had that one episode where he was fighting the spider guy. I think it was like episode, I don't know what, don't get lying, but it like blew up Twitter.
The anime awards is a popularity contest, right? So, and eventually it will be a message contest. So,
right.
I think the days of actually the good story winning is gone.
It's tough.
All right.
Plus, because, you know, animes are getting, look, anime enthusiasts here. Now we're on an anime tangent.
You're right.
Mangas are getting shows so much faster.
Yep.
Like, it's
too quick.
Too quick. Like, Fearin season 1 caught up with the manga. And they had to stop it. Like, I don't know if the author got sick, which usually happens, but like, mm-hmm. they couldn't do anything else because it was so close.
Speaking of which, the hiatus ends, I think, next month. Yep. This is July, right? So now the anime is going to take 2 years, 3 years to get back and running. So, I mean, guys, stop adapting. Mangas are getting animes before they start printing.
Yes.
What is it? Well, Polar Opposites had one volume coming out and the anime was announced for it.
It's a wild, it's a wild time, man.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I miss the times where you get 300 chapters before you get an anime. Like, damn.
I miss the times that we had adaptations and original.
Yes, stuff. Some OSTs. Yeah, not OST or OVA. Yeah, that's
what I'm OVAs, yeah, or just original IPs. Yeah. Now we're getting almost everything is an adaptation. Almost everything. I mean, even back then, we had a lot of adaptations, but they weren't like. I'm going to say Dragon Ball Z is an adaptation, right? But with every Dragon Ball Z, you had Cowboy Bebop. Right. Not adaptation of anything, just existed.
General IP. Yeah, love it.
Right.
It's tough times, man. Slow down. We're doing too much. We're too many animes. There was a time where I could watch every anime in that season. There might be 12. Now there's 36.
And what sucks is they're all 12 episodes, like the short form seasons. So yeah. They're skipping every other week so they can extend it out for the rest of the season, for that fall season or winter season or whatever. And then I'm like, come on now. All right.
Take us back to the 24 episodes. 36 episodes.
Put your money where your mouth is. 56 episodes. Make it 1 year. Give your characters time to develop. Yes. Let me fall in love with all these great characters you're making, for God's sakes.
Please.
Jesus, what happened to Macross? Macross Superdimensional Fortress. You start the anime hating Misa Hayes. By the end of it, you're rooting for her.
Man, I'm telling you.
Renton is the most annoying character ever.
And he grows on you.
You're like, oh, this dude's a man.
He grows on you. And we'll talk about next week when Coop's back with G-Quacks. I think G-Quacks suffered just a little bit from it, too. Some characters needed some more fleshing out. But we'll get to that next week when Coop's back.
Celia? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She got one back flashback. And you just start showing a little bit more of her mentality. You're like, it would have been nice to see that.
Yes.
Could you go back to that?
Yeah. Anyway. But that's next week when Coop's back. Yeah, you'll get our takes. I can tell you now, two of the three liked it.
Coop's not even done with it. We already know.
we can tell you that. That's it for What's Cooking. Let us know in the comments what you guys are working on, what you're reading, what you're watching. What is cooking, even in your personal life? If you're cooking on yourself, building, as our brother Coop is always saying, he's building on himself, as we all should be continuing to build ourselves. But next up, we always go to our fourth member of the pod. Shout out to them. They don't know if they are the fourth member, but they are to us. And we are going to take a look at Gunpla Nerd and see what is new. So let me get their page pulled up here. Do you remember where we left off, Austin?
Oh boy, not really. I bet if I bring it up here, I could probably see it.
Let's see. I feel like there's been a bunch of stuff. We talked about these girl kits. I know.
I don't think we went into the Gian custom. Did we see that? Okay. Or the Gian Kai?
I don't think we did. All right, so we'll start here. G-Frame. This is the Gian, F.A. Gian Kai. Oh.
Did we talk about Gundam coming to Call of Duty?
Yes, we did.
Okay, good. Gotcha. Yep.
Which is, who the fuck is playing Call of Duty Mobile? I play Call of Duty still. I keep telling y'all, add me, LeBron's Barber on Activision. If you want to run, yes, LeBron's Barber. But here we have the Gian Kai. This is a G-Frame. It's not a full model kit. But you get a couple cool things. Have you seen this? I don't know where this is from.
It's from a novel, if I remember correctly. It's just like an MSV novel. If you go over Kakarot's video before he does the entire history of the Gien, it's in for like 5 seconds. But it looks cool.
It does.
It is the coolest Gien, in my opinion. It looks better than the original.
This doesn't get a model kit. Like, G-Frames are cool and all, but we want full-size models.
Yeah.
We just have the last shot letting us know that G-Quacks Tuesdays are over. Sadly, no more G-Quacks. The way they ended, who knows? Maybe we'll get a season two. I doubt it, but that would be cool.
They did leave the door open for a season two, technically. But we're not getting it, let's be honest. Bandai's like, season two? This isn't Double O.
Yeah. We just wanted to sell 20 new kits.
Yeah, we just wanted cute girls doing cute things so we can sell keychains. Now we're doing that.
So I don't know when Uhura Hunt comes out. So I wonder if they just come like, we need a little filler season here, and then Uhura Hunt will come maybe in the fall or something.
Uhura Hunt's going to be like 6 episodes.
No, looking forward to it. Next up here, we have the Bandai Tamashii Nations metal build of the Evangelion Test Type 01 30th with the Spear of, how do you say it?
Gaius.
I don't know.
It is absolutely beautiful.
This shit looks nuts.
Now you guys know me. I don't usually buy Ava kits or get Ava kits. This is growing on me. This one has been slowly growing on me a bit. So I don't know.
This spear looks nuts. I mean, shelf presence alone, Jesus.
Right? And just the pictures you can take with this in action or moving around or the stances you can put it in. For 35,000 yen. That's a bit of a steep price to pay.
Comes with a lot of shit. Even the next biggest mech line next to Gundam, do you think?
Yeah, yeah. Evangelion and Gundam are sitting parallel with each other. I mean, I think there are more people who know Evangelion, have watched Evangelion, than have watched Gundam, believe it or not, especially in the States. Evangelion holds like a almost a religious fervor around it, while Gundam is
a cult.
Right? So, yeah, no, and then after that, I don't know what's after that. Maybe Macross, maybe, but that's oh, Power Rangers.
Rangers, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Zoids, okay. Stuff like that.
I say Macross top five.
Yeah, definitely.
Here we have, I thought we talked about this. I can't remember. This is Bandai Machinations. This is SH Figure Arts.
Yeah, they have the 30-minute mission preferred, and now they have the SH Figure Arts, which the SH Figure Arts, of course, is going to be already painted and assembled. It's going to be more expensive. It's going to be like 60 bucks, 70 bucks, 60 bucks. I don't know if she comes with any accessories, but nice little.
That's it.
and different faceplates.
Ray has like the least amount of like facial, like range of emotion too. So like you would just be.
She's got the smiling face from episode, for the second movie rebuild, and then a little bit of a shock face, which I don't remember her ever having. Maybe in the final film when she looked at a cricket like on a piece of grass. That's it.
Bro, no, I'm good. So yeah, she comes.
Even the comments, bro, show us the 30-minute preferred, right?
Like, yeah, please. Like this don't even come with the spear.
No, don't.
And we also have SH Fig Arts Asuka Langley.
This looks gorgeous. This is a great shot. The face looks great. Face looks on point. My God, that painting is great. And then the hair looks great.
Yeah, so look at the range of emotion. Look at the last face. Mm-hmm. The side eye gets her yelling.
Dude, if you get the cockpit, like if they release like a P Bandai cockpit where she can sit in it and she can have the final fight scene where she's yelling. That'd be dope. Ooh. But yeah, you're right. Look at the range of faces, dude. You get everything. You get the annoyed, angry, passionate, smiling, right? Nervous, and just confident. All of it.
Jeez.
The whole emotional gambit, bro.
Let's see what else we got here. Okay. New G-Quacks. Now, this is the Awakened. We'll call it the Awakened Unit G-Quacks coming soon. This is with the active, like, psycho... bits.
Psycho frame black hole.
Yeah.
Many black holes around it. Which, I mean, let's be honest. Double dip.
I mean, definitely. Do we need it? No, but were they going to make it? Yes. All this is like maybe two extra parts. No, not two. Maybe like six.
Yeah. 2, 4, 6, 8. 8 extra parts, maybe. And then with the brand new molds. No, they're just connection points. So yeah. Minus connection points, you're looking for 3, 6, 9, 12. So 12 parts
all together. Runners.
Two runners. You got the clear, the purple, and the other clear
things. Like the head though, with the mouth open.
With the mouth open, yeah, that's dope.
Full Ava.
Full Ava. Next,
this is the Bad Knights of Machinations metal build. This is just the RX-78 G-Quacks version.
Do you notice anything really different with the G-Quacks version?
No. Do you?
I think the head vents, there's one extra head vent. I think it used to be four. Oh,
four, maybe five. This is okay.
Five. I could be wrong. I don't have an RX-78 here near me, though, to take a look at it. Actually, matter of fact, I might have a... No, I don't have that either.
One, two... I got some, like, little... No, I don't know.
No,
it looks the same. It looked a little stylized.
Yeah, it looks the same to me. I could be wrong though. Hey, everybody, let us know.
Yeah, let us know if you know a difference because I don't know one.
Yeah.
Up next, we also have one of the coolest suits in the show. Machinations. I can't.
Kigurogi
and Chalia Ball suit that transformed into a mech mobile armor. The show was pretty lit. I hope we get a model kit of it though. I don't know if we will, but I hope.
All right, I doubt we're getting a model kit of it, though. It was too cool.
here we have the Bandai Tamashii Nation's metal build of the Awakened
Endymion.
Endymion unit, which Eva unit. Literally look at the comment and look at the face.
Yeah, yeah, it's literally an Eva.
That moment in the show, though, low-key, I was like, oh! It was pretty lit. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty lit.
And that's what I was gonna say. Then that's spoilers for the show. Never mind. I won't spoil it because Coop's probably gonna watch this. Yes. There's certain stuff I figured out about what that is, and also the other one. So,
because we were, you know, yeah,
we're extremists.
Yes, extremists. This is just the box art for the regular G-Quax kit. Oh, this is the one for the Endymion Unit Awakened. The Red Gundam here. They're really milking the hell out of it, though. I tell you. As normal for Bandai, this is the.
Nope. Everybody, praise. Never mind. It is five vents on the side of the head. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, this one just looks more classic design.
Yeah, the colors. I mean, it looks OG, but a little newer. What's up with that panel line though on the thigh?
I don't know. That I feel like that might be like something that extends so you can get more range of motion out of it. But it's awfully weird place to extend to have like a inner frame extension.
Yeah, like it looks like it almost should open up.
Yeah. Maybe it's where like you take it apart and you rebuild it as the big giant white gun. Oh, spoilers. Never mind.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe it extends and maybe it like grows because this leg doesn't look like it doesn't have it, and that shit looks huge. So I wonder if it does open up because that just looks odd now.
Yeah. Yeah, we're looking at. What? Nah, I don't know. I don't know. Why is it? Yeah, why is it there? Is that just a mistake?
That's weird.
Yeah, weird. The colors are very vibrant. They're almost neon.
Yeah, but this is like something has to come out of there.
This has all of our focuses. This thigh, yeah. This quad right here, that makes no sense.
This scene too from the last episode.
Yeah, the animation on that was fluid. Fluid.
The budget.
That's why they couldn't make any more episodes.
Yep. And then this is just another shot of Gundam coming to Call of Duty Mobile. Cool, but bring it to the actual game. Up next here, we have Bandai Event Limited HG1144. This is the Mark III clear color, coming July 26th for 2,800 yen. Copying this, you have this, right?
I have a Mark III. Yeah, I have a Mark III HG. I wanted the RE1100. I missed that purchase earlier last year, so I'm hoping that's at the Gundam Base Limited event that's coming this Friday, actually for July 4th.
You're gonna do some, damage, Austin?
I'm trying not to, but yes.
Yes. But yes. We also have the Bandai event exclusive Master Grade 1100 Goof 2.0 in the clear color. This is kind of nice, too.
It does look good. That looks actually pretty good. I even like the lighting, like the sword, the lighting around it. It looks like a good kit to have.
I kind of like this.
I like the classical style too.
Up next here is some magazine scans from the P Bandai HG1144 Gundam Zurius. This is from that new Gundam manga. What's it called? Gundam Zero?
Gundam 8.
Gundam 8. Mm-hmm. Gundam versus aliens or monsters. There's like 100 apocalypses. Yeah, 100 people left in the world, and Gundam is fighting them. Hopefully, we don't get a show because I don't care.
The manga.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So maybe the show might be good. Who knows?
No,
I don't know if you remember Blue Gender. Do you remember that show?
Blue Gender. Yeah, the crazy one with the aliens who turn people into gummy bears.
Yeah, that show was wild. I'm not gonna lie, I liked that show as a kid, but it was definitely wild.
Hey man, it was on Adult Swim. It was the only thing we could see that was pure violence, and our parents would never know any different.
Yeah, definitely disturbing. Yeah. So there's that. Looks odd. Looks kind of like it should be an IBO, but pass.
Pass.
This is a scene from the last episode of G-Quax Charge Mobile Suits Across Different Timelines.
That top one looks dope.
Yes, I don't know what that is, but I do see this is a Gien down here.
That's a Garibaldi Gien, Big Zam, the and then the Zeta. Wow, Zeta?
Yeah.
Oh wow. And then the Goof.
I wouldn't be surprised if P Bandai has some fun and gives us a red Goof or some of the Zeta or something.
Every last one of these has a kit except I think the very top one and the one right in the sub middle right below the Big Zam and in between the Zeta and the Big Zam. Yeah. So hey, just repaint it, send it out. P Bandai.
I mean that's what they did for the high mobility from Amuro's Dream and Doan's Island that was on screen for like 30 seconds. They decided they had to give the kids of it. So wouldn't be the first time.
Mm-hmm.
We also have some Tommy T Spark Zoid X Evangelion looking things. This is a pass.
I kind of like this, but really? I need it to be tiny so I can put it on my desk.
That's what it looks like. Like he like twisted and like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it walks forward.
Yeah, that's right? What it looks like.
This would look pretty cool, but I need it to be tiny.
And a unit two as well, so. Maybe Austin might cop. We shall see. Here are some official photos of the RG Shining Gundam, which is out now. Hasn't hit the states yet, but it is officially released. It looks better. Will I cop it?
I'm liking this more and more. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I'm liking this more and more. I might get it.
Don't like the gap in the faceplate.
Yeah, I think that might be exaggerated. I think you can actually put that closer. I've seen pictures of it a little bit closer than that.
Please,
because but the thing is tiny, so
yeah, it's closer there. Yeah, that's pretty. It looks pretty sick. Yeah. I did see the photo that it does say Gundam on the sword, like Coop was saying.
Yeah,
that shit's pretty sick.
That's pretty sick. I like that. That's gonna be everyone's picture when they finish building it.
Is this a cop for you, Austin? You think you'll get it?
We'll see what happens. I'm kind of liking the RGs right now, so we'll see what happens. I can already tell this looks like it's going to be a little bit easier build than other RGs. There's some RGs where there's just so much stupid pieces that you're just like, come on now.
Yeah, I mean just the shoulders alone. No, I think it's probably like just two pieces. So
I can't wait to see the decal packs that come out for this because these are all stickers and they're not really vibing for me.
Oh, yeah, one day Bandai will. I don't know if they ever will. They got to sell their decals too.
P Bandai. That's the only time they ever do it. Yeah. They'll never do it regular.
They got to sell their decals too. What else we got up here? Anything worth mentioning? We got this here. This is Bandai Ichiban Kaiju Mobile Suit Gundam G-Quax Volume 3. I don't know what this is. It's just a little death toy. Gachapon.
That was a bust. Okay.
If you liked it.
Man, you must have really loved G-Quax if you're getting all this stuff.
For real. Coming soon, some stuff from
Warner. Oh, yeah. The Z-Gawk M or the Z-Gawk E. The one from the movie from War in the Pocket,
I think pictures of that coming up.
Yeah, the gray and the blue one. Yeah, that's gonna be dope.
We also did. Let's pause it. Coop said we can react to it. This is the quick trailer for Mobile Suit Gundam Hathaway, which was announced. Thankfully, premieres winter 2026. So we got a year. Just over a year and a half until we get this.
It might be January or February, though, coming up. So it might be right around the corner.
I hope it doesn't. I hope they don't do the Netflix release. Hopefully it's a theatrical, and I can go sit down and watch it in the theaters.
Oh, yeah. No, I think they're going to do theatrical this time. They got no reason not to.
Let's take a look. Austin, what'd you do, brother?
It's a teaser.
I hope so.
It's a teaser.
I hope so.
Some of that animation needs to be cleaned up.
Because wait for it. This one, when she's running across the street?
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
I see that. I'm like, this is some of the best and worst animation. Chris Chalvokin, he hit me and was like, hey, bro, this is some of the best and worst animation. I said, dog. I didn't know if I was happy or mad. Like, they might have needed to wait maybe another month to kind of clean it up, but that running across the lane, yep. One more time. Value.
Yeah, that when she's running across the street at 15 frames.
Yeah.
And everything else around, and the camera's moving at like 60.
But I'm excited. I can't even lie to you, dog. I'm happy. I went back and watched Hathaway after I seen this dropped, and I'm like, man, I know we had a, I think we had an argument about it. Coop saying the narrative he thought was the best one. But I think Hathaway might be the best, you know, Gundam movie that we've seen so far. Even though we don't get too much of it, of anything really happening, it was just, it's just, you know, well put together movie.
I was, yeah, and you know, I would say this, Hathaway is the most theatrical movie. It's the most, it's the one that most feels like an actual film,
right,
that you could put together, because it's kind of like, you know, it's like a Bond film, essentially.
Literally.
Right? So I was like, I'm watching this, I'm like, all right, this is very theatrical, right? A narrative is very much a complimentation film of OVAs slapdash together. just actual like plot points and character motivations and like important character moments just slashed. Move on to next thing. Move on to next thing. Move on to next thing. Move on to next thing.
So we have something to look forward to. What if Sydney Sweeney, they casted her to play Gigi, and we're getting Hathaway with live action?
Oh, we would have to watch it, won't we? You have no choice.
No choice. Because I was thinking about it. I'd take her as Gigi.
Yeah, I'll take her as Sailor Mass, Gigi, Belcher Chica. You name it, she plays it. I'll take her as what's the other one? Chi? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever you need her to be, she could be.
Yeah, she could be Quest.
Yeah. Shit, whatever, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so let us know in the comments what you guys thought about the Gundam Hathaway. Are you guys excited? I know we are. I look forward to a more crisp trailer and more, but I'm excited nonetheless. P-Bandai Tamashii Nation's Metal Robots. This is just more Gundam G-Quacks.
This is definitely for the collector. I think that panel gap's not there anymore.
Yeah, bro, what?
Yeah, it's not. Well, they're hiding it, looks like, almost. We can't get a clean shot of it, huh?
It might be there, low key.
Is it just? You're right. It could be there.
But why is, like, you see those in the back? Those are odd spots.
Yeah. This confused me. This is definitely for the collector. I don't think whoever buys this is going to open it. This is for the people who don't open this. Like, this is going to stay in the box.
Yeah, leave that shit alone. Good. This is the complete set of all the robot metal builds coming from G-Quacks. G-Fred looks cool, but I'm not getting any of these. Are you, Austin?
No, I am not. Model kits are my thing. Figures kind of seem like when it comes to Gundam, at least, when I know there's figure, like actual model kits of this stuff, it always seems like an unnecessary purchase for me.
Same. This is what we were talking about earlier. This is the Zagok E from War in the Pocket, the movie. There's no other pictures of it, I don't think.
Yeah, I think there's more pictures of it, yeah.
I don't want to kill y'all with just looking at photos, but I have to touch on this.
Tristan.
The Tristan, even though the last three have had the same color scheme,
mm-hmm.
This shit looks nuts.
Yeah, that gold and the royal blue. Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Yeah, I love this. This is a cop. You hear Coop? He said he's getting it no matter what.
Yep.
He said that about the last three. But so we'll see.
He might get them all in like a package deal. He might just go and get them all in the package deal. So
I like it though. Are you going to get it?
No.
No?
No, you know me. Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, you know me. I'm very much one of those kits, and that's going to be the Fire Lord.
That's it.
That's coming home with me.
And then lastly that we'll talk about is just some of the official images of the light type gun cannon coming out July 5th.
I like it. Now, none of this is going to have any of that color separation on the hands or the yellow. Anywhere you see yellow that isn't like a big enough piece to be by itself is going to be there. Even the gray on the back of the backpack, I don't know if that's going to be as color separated. The backpack. Right, so looks great. I absolutely love it. I might get it. I might not. There's only one G-Quacks kit I'm really like centered on getting, and it's going to be the Police Aku with the backpack. Right after that is probably going to be the White Gundam when that comes out, and that's it for me. I don't really need anything else.
Gee, it's like Yeah, all I've gotten so far, I got the G-Quax. I'll probably get the Red Gundam. I have two Plezakus, but you know, I really, really, really want the most of those Gelgoogs. So I can honestly see me with like four of those and just doing them in different colors. So like, those are my favorite kits from the show, so I gotta have those. But that is it for what's new. You guys let us know what's, if anything, you guys are copying or you thought was cool. Let us know. Up next, though, let's get away from this Gundams for a little bit, this anime talk. Hold that thought. Anything wild going on in your part over there, Austin? Anything you else want to talk about?
Yeah, apparently, I think 2 days ago, it became now illegal to ride in the back of the car without a seatbelt on. I did not know this. Apparently, it is illegal to ride. It was legal to be like in like an SUV. You sit in the back seat. You don't have to buckle your seatbelt. Only the driver, the passenger had. But you see, because I like to live, I've been buckling my seat no matter where I'm at in a car.
Right.
Because when that thing starts tumbling at 80 miles an hour, your body does weird things when physics are applied to it in that way.
Yeah.
And your brain
slams against your skull and shit.
Yeah, you go flying outside the car at 80 miles an hour straight up in the air. And then, you know, all of a sudden you meet Jesus a lot earlier than you were expecting to. So yes. I'm like...
Coop was the first responder. He could tell you that. My dad, as a firefighter, traumatized us with stories of people not wearing their seatbelts. So that's something that's been ingrained into me, to my daughter, to everyone in the family's like mindset. So that's crazy. Yeah, I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. Virginia just decided to do that.
Okay, Virginia.
Yeah. Also, we've been in a heat wave or a heat dome recently that's kind of lit up recently, but because the humidity here is so high, that heat has become such an issue where like we have snakes out here, right? And even the snakes who are reptiles who thrive off heat are like looking for shade.
Damn.
They're like, bro, this is too much.
Damn.
You know when the animals are like, animals who love heat are like, all right, slow down, guys.
So we've kind of slipped into the little heat wave too. We've been high 80s, like 88, 89. It was pretty 88 today.
Oh, that's nice. we're at 100, brother. 99, 98. Ooh. Yeah, today was 93, so it was good because we had cloud cover and a light breeze.
It was good because it was 93. Will never come out of my mouth. Oh no! Yeah, that's nuts. Yeah. I think anything else? Just wild I've seen in the news.
The Pacers lost. OKC won, and now the free agency market's going nuts because what's his name?
Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I think him. He's now going to.
Where? He got waived. Wait, Damian Lillard got waived. Kevin Durant got traded to the Rockets. Yeah,
to the Rockets.
Trying to think of anything football news. Jalen Ramsey got traded to Steelers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for Mika Fitzpatrick, which is crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, why would you trade Fitzpatrick?
Is Fitzpatrick hurt?
For real.
Yeah, right. Like, did you hear him? What happened?
Aaron Rodgers signed with the Steelers, so he's on that team too now. He said that's going to be his last year.
Yeah, and the Steelers, I hope they're not trying to make a push because that's not going to work.
Nope.
I say that as they're going to make the playoffs, as they always do, and then be knocked out in the second round.
I mean, Mike Tomlin's made the playoffs in like 10 straight years. So like,
yeah, a good coach, but I mean, it's time for him to win. He needs to win one more.
And at this point.
Yeah. Or be a Bill Belichick.
He's the longest tenured NFL coach. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah. The Steelers have the history of having the longest running coaches in NFL history. Them and the Bears.
I think they've had two our entire lifetime. Like Bill Cowher and then Mike Tomlin. That's nuts.
That is crazy. They know how to pick coaches, man.
Yeah, versus other teams who've had like five in the last 4 years.
Who have multiple coaches in one season.
Fire a coach, get a intern coach, and then they get another head coach in one football season.
Fire that coach before the season's over.
Wouldn't be the first. Has that happened to the Cardinals?
Yeah. We've let go of our coach, I think, last year, and then had an interim coach. No, 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago. And then we brought in old boy who's really good in college. And right now he's doing things.
Cliff Kingsbury. Yeah.
I mean, we're following the Lions. The Lions roadmap. We're just hiring. We're not hiring. We're scouting smartly, new talent, and building up people around it, and then it'll be time to go. I've said before, Kyler Murray is a great quarterback. I just wish he was taller. But besides that, We're getting there.
It's tough to be a 5'10 quarterback when your old line is, you know, 6'7. You got to take a 14-yard drop.
I'm taller than him.
Yes.
That's nuts. And I was D-line. So the one person you want to be your height or as tall gets your D-line. So
this is crazy, man. Let us know what you guys are going through. Any wild news. RIP to those firefighters who lost their lives in that forest.
Oh, yeah. Ambush.
Ambush. Sickening.
Nuts. Why attack firefighters, bro? Yeah. Like
first responders is like...
They're literally trying to help.
So prayers to those families, the lost, you know, loved ones in that community. That's tough, man. Yeah. Sorry to that on a sad note, but always gonna say, you know, pay our respects. But enough of that. Enough. Hold that thought. We're here to talk Gundams. We're here to talk Gunpla. And something is coming up. Austin, you said what's coming to you guys this Friday? That is the Gundam base, right?
The Gundam base, the Gundam base limit. So Gundam base, famous in Japan, is now coming to the U.S. doing another U.S. tour. Awesome. They came, I think last year it was Richmond. Now they're coming again this year, and it is Virginia Beach. So we're just lucking out and getting all the Gundam base tour stuff here in the hobby towns down here in South. They're not coming to Seattle, I think, this
year. No.
I'm sorry, CD. They're not coming to Seattle this year. I'm sorry.
they sure aren't, bud. They sure aren't. But they're going to be touching down with my dogs over there. So hopefully, if there's something I need, I can send some money that way. Send you an IOU. I'll get it to you.
We'll take pictures.
Yes, please. But it is also Bandai Summerfest, which they are hosting online. So let me get that pulled up and we can peruse that site for a little bit. Don't want to bore you guys too much. We're just here holding it down because the whole pod's not here. But it's important to talk about Summerfest. Some people probably did not know about this. So.
Just because I have to get this in, and I know I'm going to lose my mind if I don't. Ace Combat had their 30th anniversary just this week. So happy birthday, Ace Combat. Project Aces, you guys do magic over there. Happy birthday, everyone. Keep up the great work. Yes, I know. Thank you.
See, I thought of Austin. I sent him a picture, and I was like, ooh, I don't know if Austin got this one yet. Let me send him this picture. I'm about to... Austin goes, yeah, thanks, brother. I have four already or some shit. Three already.
Yeah, I have three. Yeah, and he shows. Yeah, I was like, thanks, brother. I appreciate it. You know, somebody at work, too, sent me, like, hey, have you seen this picture? There might be a new Ace Combat game reveal. And I was like, no, that's just for the 30th anniversary of Wallpaper. They released the pack. I already downloaded it. And the guy at work was like, oh. Gotcha.
I'm telling you, like, every time I go to, like, a game shop or a vintage game store, I'm like, let me go find the Ace Combat. Damn, I think Austin showed me this shit already. I think he showed me this one. What are you looking for, if anything, from Ace Combat?
So speaking of which, the last episode I said I got the long box Ace Combat with the pamphlet. The reason why that was a long box, actually, was because when the PlayStation 1 came out, they actually didn't have any cases ready for it. So they bought a bunch of cases from the Sega Saturn. And the Sega Saturn case was just larger. So that is a first print edition of Ace Combat. So now I have a first print edition of Air Combat, essentially Air Combat, Ace Combat, but Air Combat, and I have the later version of that game as well. So I have the jewel case and the long standing case. So that's even more of a precious, like, rarity item for me. And they only made like less than 100 of those Saturn cases for the PlayStation 1. So essentially, the rarest thing I can think of like that, I already have. Everything else you're probably not going to find unless you're in Japan. I'm looking for the Ace Combat Zero vinyl record special edition collection. I'm looking for the Ace Combat 7 steelbook case, both the European and the US drop. I'm looking for the Japanese release of Ace Combat Zero in pristine condition.
Pristine. Don't hit my guy if it's on some bullshit.
Yeah. If there's scratches on the front of the case, don't call me. and a few other small things here and there. There is an Ace Combat, like, actual flight jacket. Like bomber jacket and flight jacket that they released, but it's like $400-$500. But I'm still looking for that. And the Ace Combat 2 soundtrack on CD. The cheapest one I saw was $800. So I'm looking for that doesn't have to be so pristine. I would just like to have one. So I'm looking for that too. So if you come across that, definitely hit me up. Everything else, I think I have. Oh,
damn.
I need to buy a new PSP because I have Ace Combat X, but also Ace Combat Cross Rumble, was it called? And some of the portable Ace Combats I don't have.
Okay. Yep. Make sure y'all save that. And if you're out and you see Ace Combat, refer to that list and surprise Austin with something.
Or if you see Ace Combat, just go and send it to me. I like staring at the pictures.
I want to play, dog. You've convinced me to. I want to go on the PlayStation Store and see if I can get a cheap one or something.
If you get a chance, if you have a powered enough PC, just emulate it. Just emulate it because it's free on emulation for like Ace Combat 4, 5, and 0. PlayStation 2. Start with 4, play 5, play 0, play them in order. The story is not told in order, but if you play in order, everything makes actually more sense. which is kind of a tall order for an Ace Combat game, but for it in the game, it's all about getting in a flow state. Your mind enters kind of just a rhythmic thing that's it's hard to describe, but it's easy to understand.
Do they have it on the Switch?
Yes, they do. They have Ace Combat 7 on the Switch. Yes, sir. I own both the US and the I own the US because they only released digitally in the US. I need to buy the European physical version. So yeah, Ace Combat 7 on Switch. If you guys see that in the wild. CD, if you see that in the wild, send your boy some information. The physical one.
Physical copy.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, that was that. Ace Combat. Makes it in there every episode, baby. But on to Summerfest here. I got it pulled up on the Premium Bandai website. And we're just going to take a quick look. We're not going to bore y'all with all these kits because we talk about kits all the time. But there's some cool stuff that we want to just touch on. The very first thing that I saw was this. This is the Mechanicore plating RG1144 Sazabi.
Probably the most beautiful kit I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
I've seen videos of this. I think Steve's a Weeb or Blue Car? And I think Blue Car probably is the one who built it. I think Blue Car built this kit and it is gorgeous. I was floored at how good it looks in person. This red clear coating is just
if I get anything.
Mm-hmm.
But god damn, I didn't see the price.
Yeah.
$250. Never mind.
It's gone up in price. It used to be $200, I think. $230. I think it's $230, so they added $20. Yeah, that boy's expensive though. It looks amazing, but oh, and you think this is expensive? My baby, the Faz. When we get to that, it's diabolical what they did to me.
What?
It's diabolical.
Where's the Faz at?
And you'll probably find it in a different list because it was a. It came out actually just I think a week earlier, or they put on the site a little a week earlier, but it's the Faz special coating kit, and the price is stupid large. It's the same one they did when they were holding the auction. But and question for you guys: do you guys prefer the RG Sazabi or the MG Sazabi design? I've been looking at both of them, and I've been thinking
that's a good question.
Like you would think they're very similar, but they're actually quite different. And then Hunjipla is remaking his own Sazabi currently, and his. I think I like his more.
He might have the best one.
He might have the best one because I kind of liked it being simplified and stripped down and only like certain things being emphasized. I kind of like it more. Same thing, like I just posted recently a build from Hariri where it's a mass production ground version of the Sazabi where it's just like the antenna's cut off. It's just rounded off. It's green. It's like green Zaku colors, and I kind of like that more. So I am not really a Mono Y guy, so maybe that's the reason why. But I've been kind of slowly falling more and more in love with these offshoot Sazabi kind of looks. So I don't know if I do dive into a Sazabi kit, I think I'm gonna probably turn it into something like that. I'm not sure. So RG or MG guys, what do you think?
They're both amazing looking kits, man. I'll hold you. I had the RG and gave it away, but now I kind of regret it.
I gave away the RG in the contest. Happy to give it away though. I'm really happy that the person got it and he loved it. I'm happy for him to keep it. I'll just get a new one. But I got to decide whether I want that MG price or the RG. If I do get an RG, it's probably gonna be this Mechanicore version.
I do like this too though.
Just be looking gorgeous right out the box. right out of the box.
Mechanical clear. I might get this.
Yep.
92
put,
bucks.
Sorry. Put it on screen.
Oh, am I not sharing my screen?
No, sir.
Hmm.
Doing one big advertisement for. There we go. Yeah. Yeah. The clear mechanic. Yeah, the mechanic. Not even the mechanical clear. This is just a clear, clear, right? Mechanical yeah. clear. New Gundam. MG New Gundam Verkaw. Mechanical clear. Yeah. This looks pretty good. I would build this half and half, too. Go ahead.
Bro, got to. That's what I was going to say. Half and half. Why am I not seeing the Faz?
They might have sold out of it. It was only up. They put up
there. Oh, this earlier. Came out. Yeah, this started already, right? I keep forgetting. Yeah. Like, this is just kind of like the leftovers.
It was what was left.
Well, that's shitty. I wanted to see the Faz. So yeah,
it's all good. It's gone. It was like $350. So we weren't getting it anyway. It's either that, the new Gundam, or Ren.
Right. I know we always said we wanted to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
We have there's a lot of group deals that we said we were going to do.
We have them all written down. I have all of them started in some form.
I have them all purchased.
There we go.
Which one of these were you doing? Were you doing the Zeta?
Coop was going to do the Zeta. He's going to do Zeta 2.0.
Hakushiki.
Yeah, I was going to do the Hakushiki, and then you hit the Mark II.
But in Master Grade.
They're all Master Grade, yeah.
That's right. I remember Coop breaking this down. And then.
Yeah. We lost track.
Matter of fact, that was this time last year, though. we were supposed to bring this to Flava.
Oh, how times have changed.
I love this action base, though. I wish I just saw this normally.
And this is all the special coding version of all these kits.
126, bro.
Yeah, the special version of these, the special coding version of these, which the Hakushiki special coding is actually really nice. It's just a beautiful gold, reflective gold.
160 is sick. Yeah. Do you like the EcoPlot kits, the colors? Any of these?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I do like their colors. The only one I don't like is like the 3.0. The 3.0 I think is a little bit too much.
Yeah, this
is. But the Unicorn, the Strike, and the Exia, I like all of them. I like the Freedom one recently too. So,
yeah, I took Ashley when we went to, and knowing her, she doesn't build Gundams. I'm like, you know, if you see something, you want to get it. She comes to me with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, bro, you couldn't have got the SD.
You want the larger one?
It's in the closet still. I don't know if she will build it. I might build it, take it from her, and build it.
Mm-hmm. But, it's pretty though.
Yeah, I don't think I painted these colors though. Would that be pointless? I should leave it in a box then. Because if I got this and painted it in like strike colors, then I should have just got the strike and painted it.
Well, you would be saving the environment because this is recycled plastic. You wouldn't be doing that with the strike. Of course, you could send it to me and I'll just paint it in Kigali's colors and waste a ton of paint.
you just got those colors too, didn't you?
Yeah.
But right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what you got up your sleeve then, Austin?
MG Kigali Strike Rouge. Mm. And but everything else that's here, at least, I'm good. I mean, honestly, the thing with planning out kits as of recent is that now that I have so much more stuff I'm doing, my time frame, the time in which I have to do things is kind of weirdly flowing into this more of what can I do in small sections? What small missions can I complete? And as of recently, I don't know if you noticed, but more high grades have been getting done.
Yes.
Because I've seen. Yeah. I've had to scale down my sense of operations. The only MG I touched was an expansion set for the MG narrative, right? The VPACs. So I've had to kind of lower my range and expectation of what I can finish. Oh, you're not. Yeah. Not a fan of the G-Quacks Rickdom?
No. Like, this shot?
Big chest.
Okay. I could have figured it out. But this? Nah, dog.
It looks like an armor core.
Yeah. The three-leg Rickdom. I can't get with it. And it's $40. I'm good. I did see spoilers the Zegok from G-Quax. I wonder if we're going to get to it, even though it was just floating in the water for like 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. We're probably going to get it.
Yeah. I
mean, there's very few P Bandai kits that aren't the Red Gundam or White Gundam for that series.
Hope we get it then.
Like, think of Witch from Mercury. Witch from Mercury had a billion Bugger Pintes and two different aerials.
No, they have at least. And P Bandai, yeah. So they're just off that one kit, there's probably like seven models.
Right. There's what is it? The mass production type Lefrif. There's the Bugger everything.
Yes.
And then, oh my goodness, there's so many. For G-Quax, I haven't seen Jack.
No, bro. I mean, not yet, I guess.
Yeah, no, they probably just said, enough with the P-Bandai. We want people to actually buy these.
Which I'm happy, because I'm surprised that G-Quax, I thought it was going to be P-Bandai, the Berserk version.
Yeah. Oh, question for you. I know this is kind of side note. What did you think of the overall design language for G-Quax?
Liked it. It grew on me. Hated it at first, but it grew on me.
Same. I hated it at first, and it grew on me. And I think that's going to be going forward with all the new shows that Gundam's going to make. I'm going to be like, hate it. By the end of it, love it.
Well, like I said, I don't want to speak too much of it because we'll have a whole debate. But I was looking at like the last... Like, I know people are going to say like enough with the clan battle. Like, but if you think about it, in the last 40 years of Gundam, besides G Gundam, there has not been like clan battles besides like... This. Like the G Gundam
build series, build Gundam series, build yeah. fighters.
And I don't even count that shit.
I never count those as like Gundam series. I count those as spinoffs, just like regular spinoffs.
So like, that's right? Like in this other section. So I could deal with it. I could deal with it. A lot of people said they couldn't deal with it, and it's not like it was the whole series. It's literally like four episodes.
I'll put my hand up. I'll say I was done with the clan battle stuff as well. After Witch for Mercury, I was like, okay. Let's have fights actually mean something again. Now, early on in the clan battle, because Coop's already seen this episode, he's far enough, the fact that there is death that happens, like, okay, now we, not only is it, it's higher than Witch for Mercury's stakes, because their clan battles, no one dies, right? Yes. And G-Quax is, people have the potential of dying, so there's actual stakes being raised here. But once again, G-Quax review, on pause. Let's come out the cave again. I was like, CD, come over to the cave real quick. I'd have a question.
Yeah, real quick. Real come quick. To the cave.
Yeah, we don't need to light the fire. Yeah. We got a lantern.
We're just talking here. Here is the Gundam Base Limited RX Titanium Finish 3.0. This looks gorgeous. I'm not going to lie to you, man.
I've been building the 3.0 for a while. I've actually stopped at the torso here. I have the Gundam Base Limited version of it, and I can tell you, I've built this kit once before, so this is my second time to go at it. It's just as lovely detailed as before, but my God, do I not like the look of it. I've never liked the head. The top camera's too big, the V-fin's too small, the legs are never flush, they can't actually have their legs straight up, as if it's like in the bay waiting, they're always slightly apart. It's impossible to put them together. I don't know why.
Just for that stance, probably. Like,
right, just for the perfect leg separation stance. Yeah. And, I like everything else about it. The beam, the rifle, the shield, the arms. The arms especially are really well designed. I hate that everything bends fingers. Jesus, just give me solid hands, for God's sake.
The elbows? The worst elbow joint ever known?
Oh, the worst elbow joint ever seen by man. You have to paint those and then pray to God that you've sanded like enough of the stuff away where they don't scratch up against each other, because those stickers ain't working.
Yeah,
those stickers are not stay.
No sir. Is the 2.0 the best Master Ray version of the Granddaddy?
I would say yes. In terms of like, I'll say the 3.0 gave me a headache. Like, there's just so much stuff going on. The Origins Master Grade, in my opinion, is probably slightly better, but
I forgot about the Origins Master Grade.
Yeah, the Origins Master Grade is better in every single possible way. In my opinion, get the Origins Master Grade Arc 78. You'll be way happier. You get more in the box too. You get effects. You get blast effects. When was the last time we got blast effects in a Master Grade kit?
what's the aquatic suit that's brown?
The Akai?
Yeah, with the water effects.
Yeah, that's it. That is that I might think be that's it the last one. Right?
I think, yeah.
So get that. But and then after that would be 2.0. Then I would say this. And then after that would be 1.0. And then there's offshoots like the...
Was it 1.5 or some shit?
Yeah,
is there 1.5?
Yeah, there's a 1.5. But then there's offshoots like the Verka RX-78, which, get it if you want. It looks fine. Looks like it's always pissed. But and then get the... what is it? What's the other one? The one I just bought, the Ultimate Gundam, the one with the...
Mm-hmm.
With all the armor that's not on it, so
without the armor,
yeah. So there's a ton of them. The 3.0 has never really been on my tier of the best. It's always been the one that exists. So me, it's always been the Origins. Just get the Origins.
Treat yourself. Yeah. Get the Origins. I did see this. I have a Blast Zaku, Blaze Zaku. I can paint this color, but I do like this. I do like the.
Are you showing it?
Show this tab.
There it is. Oh, Diarca's. Yeah, Diarca's. Yeah, Zaku. Diarca's one of the Gundam Boy characters I like. It's Gundam Seed. So I actually never saw his Zaku before because he never really takes this out that often. So I forgot that his was just black and gray. With accents of red, and his suit, his pilot suit, is black and white, so it kind of makes sense. And keep it simple. And old girl, it is confirmed in the audio CD from Mobile Suit Gundam Seed Freedom. They have an audio disc that you can listen to all the characters talking, just like as a side story, stuff like that. It turns out Diarca and old girl, the girl with the camera, whose boyfriend died in the original series, those two have been seeing each other. So, I was like, yo, a ship from 20 years ago that I was
finally confirmed,
right? Finally hoping for it has finally happened. I was like, this is good.
When is that movie coming out? Do you remember?
Which one? Seed Freedom? Oh, the new Seed Freedom 2?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't even know if it's in production. Oh, the OVA. That should be soon, if I remember correctly. Because that's nearly finished, I remember them saying.
That's what it looked like. I'm sure they probably made it at the same time.
Yeah, they probably made it at the same time. And then all that money came in, and they were like, hey, guys, can we remake some of this animation? Because we honestly, I mean, look, Kevin thought this was going to be, Kevin sent in his final draft. He thought this was going to be $15 and some Mickey D's. Apparently, we have $1,000 per slide, so... Let's spruce this up a bit. We already had to re-release Seed Freedom because we felt bad about how bad the animation was. So let's re-release the OVA and then start working on the second movie with all that extra sweet, sweet cash money.
The cash is crazy. But yeah, right. That's got to be Gundam's most grossing franchise at this point.
Yeah, I think the OG series, probably G-Quax. G-Quax made a splash. Yeah. So it might be making money, and then Seed, obviously. Seed sells, as we all know. Seed sells. Wing is making a comeback, though. I did see that the Wing acrylic stands were like selling really well in Japan because, you know, boy band type of esque. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty boys with problems always sells.
Oofay. My dog.
There's but nothing wrong with being guided by your emotions. Huey says that. The most emotionless guy. It was everyone looks at him too, like, shut up. what are you? Who are you to say that? Didn't you stare at like an explosion of a guy the other day and did nothing? Like,
Go home. Go home. But that's it, man.
How was Death Stranding, real quick? I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
Death Stranding 2. I've seen some small clips of it on YouTube. I want to play it. This thing looks amazing.
So I don't want to speak on it too much because it's out fresh. People said like the game was a little clunkier. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're still walking. Yes, you're still walking in a beautiful environment. A little more espionage, a little more sneaking around.
Metal Gear Solid?
Yes. Yes. Way. Yes. Yes. More Metal Gear Solid-ish. The boss fights, amazing. You can skip them if you want to, but they're amazing.
Oh, really?
You can if you can't get through it, You can skip it. You can skip it. But it's amazing. Up there for game of the year, I think. It has been a pleasure. I literally got a PS5, and the first thing I did was, like, I'm going to get Death Stranding. Finished that, went right into Death Stranding 2, and it has been a pleasure. I do see a lot of leaks. I do see, like, there's a boss. The final battle, they're, like, rocking out with guitars and shit, and I'm like, what was the guy doing? Like, what?
Hideo was on something.
Yeah, bro, he's on some shit.
He might have been on that Stephen King nose candy.
Got booger sugar, brother. That is, it's a, I can't even say it, man. It's been a fun ass game. Taking me away from Call of Duty for a little bit. I'm still on that card, but Death Stranding 2. If you haven't played Death Stranding, play it. There's, at the beginning of Death Stranding 2, you know, there's kind of like what happened. You can go on YouTube and kind of like get, I think IGN has a pretty good 18 minute clip of, you know, Death Stranding up until Death Stranding 2, just so you can kind of understand what's going on. And like Coop said, why is there a baby in here? And why are they taking these babies from these dead women at 7 months? And how are they, like, closer to, like, yeah, purgatory type shit? It's a hell of a story.
It's a hell of a story, but it does make sense at the end of it all.
It does. It picks up, too. First three chapters, if you play the game, it starts off first couple chapters of game of the first game. A little slower, but it picks up and it's very enjoyable.
I'll say, man, I want to play it. I've never wanted to play a game. Well, I'll say this about a little insight into Austin's world or how Austin's mind works. I am very much guided by how music makes me feel. So the reason why I like Ace Combat is because it has probably the best soundtrack from game to game I've ever heard, right? Kingdom Hearts is one of my favorite games. Soundtrack was absolutely phenomenal.
Beautiful.
I had no desire whatsoever to watch Into the Spider-Verse. Zero. Until I saw one trailer, and it was the trailer of playing the song Try to Love Yourself, right? And I was like by Metro Boomin, which he did the soundtrack currently. That one trailer, False Love, that's what it was, that one trailer got me. And that same night, I went and saw the movie and loved it. So music guides my decisions a lot. I heard Woodkid, who was one of my favorite artists. I loved him back in the Assassin's Creed Ezio days.
Damn.
He did one trailer for Assassin's Creed Ezio. And I was like, I need to play that. That sound is dope, right? Run, Boy, Run. One of my favorite songs. When he started doing -6 or -60, when that started playing, I was like, and then Into the Wilder, I was like, all right, bet. Now I have to play this game.
You have to play it, Austin. Trust me. It's hard not to get stuck. Like, I can sit down there and like turn it on and look up. It's been 4 hours. You know, there's just so many side missions. Like, I'm building a whole freeway and shit. Like, what? It's an amazing game, man.
And it looks crazy. Every time I look at like the environments and the graphics, I'm like, this is running on a PS5? Bro.
And I don't even got the PS5 Pro, and it looks good.
That's why people with PS5 Pros are like, yeah, the differences are only marginal. Like, you don't really notice too much of the differences, especially when you're playing. I was like, dude, can you imagine? Once it gets to PC, it's going to be insane.
That's why I want to invest in dog, is a PC. That's like my next buy. I want a PC.
Well, mine should be dead in about 20 minutes, so I'm going to have to buy a new one, yeah.
Austin, your PC has been dying on us slowly since being on the pod. So episode, how Coop had technical difficulties, I'm waiting for that same message from you. Because when I get that from you, I know it's cooked. Like, that's it.
Man, I ride everything I own into the ground. My Avalon, my Toyota Avalon is a 2005 Toyota Avalon, and it literally was shaking every time I hit 40 miles an hour. I look like a rag doll being thrown in my own car. People drive by me and like, are you all right? Are you okay? Yeah.
How's that new car treating you too, by the way? If y'all don't know, Austin, he's riding pretty now.
Brother, it's so nice to go get groceries and not be worrying about crashing.
Am I going to make it home? Damn.
Bro, the other day I went and got milk because I could.
Coop was telling me with you and the push to start. That shit was having me crying.
It's push to start, bro. You just push it and it's on. What? And it has a stop start, which I have to keep hitting the button to turn it off because I don't like stop starts. But, and it's got a little info display. If you hit the buttons, right? It shows you different stuff. Now, granted, everybody, what I'm saying, cars have done this for literally 10 years. I'm driving a car from 2005. It has a clock in it. It doesn't have Bluetooth. It had a 6 CD changer. I could listen to the Bee Gees, Britney Spears, and NSYNC.
Hey, if y'all don't know that, you having the flip through the CD album. All right, I got a tape deck. I got to put my 6 CDs in there. Put it in there. I can pick through the CDs. We're in different times now.
Hey, man, I still got mine. But yeah, I got a new car, everybody. I'll be able to make it to events now.
Drive to Plum, Lawson.
How far is Plumo again?
10 hours.
Yeah, that's what I thought. No, I'm good. I fly, but big guy, you know me. I live in the sky.
I'm flying too.
Yeah, you can drive. It's only 24 hours.
It's 18 from here to LA, so.
Yeah, it's like 21 hours from where you're at, brother.
No, it's 40 something hours from where I'm at.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not if you're going to stop and sleep, of course. I mean, if you're just going to drive straight.
Actually, let me look.
If you drive straight from there to Birmingham, let's see, from the middle to middle, it's about a day. So that's 24 hours if you drive straight nonstop. But you have to do diagonal down. So you're actually doing driving longer than you would if you drew straight across. So that means it's going to be 36 plus hours. You're looking at maybe 40. You're right.
Choose your start points. My home. I'm just typing to Birmingham.
This is Birmingham. Just type in Birmingham.
This is a day. Day
in 24.
A day in 13 hours.
A day in 13 hours. Damn. So 24 plus 13. We're looking at, yeah, 37, 36. Yeah, 36 hours. Yeah, I was on the dot. Around 36 hours. Yeah, if he's down. Yeah, yeah. Because it's diagonal. You had to cross three railroads. And you don't even run into accidents. So traffic.
I will not be driving. I'll be taking that 4-hour flight to Atlanta. And Chris, come get your boy. But that's it, man. That's Summerfest. I guess we're a little late on that. Hopefully you guys got what you wanted. And the Gundam Base tour is stopping in the city near you, I hope, because it's not stopping near me. So hopefully you know someone in the city that is stopping in, and they can take care of you like I hope my brothers Austin and Coop take care of me.
Will do, brother. Will do. I got the PayPal open.
Hey, I know it too. We'll get it right. But Austin, tell them, dog, where can we get these kits from if we can't get them on Bandai?
Vulcan Hobby, that's VulcanHobby.com. You can use their code the Undergate 10. The Undergate 10. No spaces. For 10% off from the next order. The Undergate 10.
Get your pre-orders in for that magazine, because once it comes. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
I think pre-orders open today. Matter of fact, 7/1. Yeah. I think they ship 7/20 or 7/27. So hop on that shit now, because those sell like hot cakes.
Wasn't it the number one American Plomo magazine of last year? Remember? Or maybe the number one plastic model kit magazine of last year, was it?
That's what I heard. I got mine in here, man. Go ahead and get yourself two. Pre-order them now. You can also, on that same website, pre-reg for the Plomo Exhibition 2025. It's at a beautiful venue. Check the website for that, like Austin said. Don't forget to use code Chloe's Dad to save 10% off directly with SMS. They are a lacquer-based paint out of Australia. Pour, spray, go with SMS. Use code Chloe's Dad to get 10% off directly with them. And finally, even though our brother's not here, we still got to shout him out. Go ahead and use Cunt Primer. That's something crazy. Go ahead and use Coop 10 for 10% off directly with Gun Primer. They have products like the Razor, the Glazer, the Grita, the Balancer, and everything else you need to have your Gundams coming out squeaky clean and built correctly. Use code COOP10 directly with Gun Primer. My brother, we held it down. Two-man show, and we didn't get too deep into the cave as they usually think we do when they see us. I'm not going to lie, when they see us, they probably turn this shit right back off, because they're like, uh-oh. These enthusiasts.
You know, some of them stay though for the, like, let's just see how chaotic this gets. Yeah. Let's see them now talking about Rama One Half for no reason for 30 minutes.
Season two coming out. Yeah.
Shampoo's my girl.
Hey, yo, see? This is what you get with this, just us. You know, we're going to give you the anime talk. Until next time, though, my dog, Austin, I appreciate you sitting down and holding us down. Two-man team. We locked it up. We'll be back next week with our dog, Coop. See y'all in 128 hours. We'll be back. Geek Quacks Talk. Don't forget to send your questions to our DM so we can feature your video live on the next episode.
That's right. Remember, we ask the people to send videos into questions. We'll try to answer them. It's like AMA, digital AMA.
I don't even want to look at them. I kind of want to answer them live, just kind of off the rip.
Yeah, I can't wait till we get one that's like a Stephen A. like joke one. Like, hey, man, where the women at? We're going to be like, ugh. Okay, yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
I appreciate y'all. This is the Undergated Boys signing out. We'll see you, like we said, we'll always see you in 128 hours. Peace, love, and hair grease. Respect each other. Love each other. Be safe on 4th of July. Keep all your fingers so you guys can leave us comments. We will see you, though. Peace.
Deuces.